Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:47 in the AM, joining us right now from Locked On Podcast. He is Kevin Ostreicher. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning. Yeah, this is a tough game for the Ravens on Monday night. They got to bounce back because 1-3 is not the place you want to be moving forward here.
No, it is not. And Kevin, why should we believe the Ravens can bounce back with the way the injury list looks already, the injury report?
It's not a great start to the week in that regard. And look, the Chiefs offense hasn't been great, but even though that's the case, you know, they still have Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, et cetera. And that's an offense you don't want to mess around with. You don't want to be the team also that the Chiefs get going against either. So, I mean, at this point, you have to kind of look, in my opinion, in the secondary. You'd think, you know, hopefully you get J.R. Alexander back this week. That would be a big boost for them. You know, Marlon Humphrey, who had a tough go of it against Detroit. You're hoping he can bounce back as well. Kyle Hamilton and Nate Wiggins played really well in that Monday night game. So I think you look at that. But on the D-line, I mean, the Chiefs' run game has not been great to start the season. Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, they're looking to get that going. So if you look at the guys who are injured right now, Metabike, Jones, Washington, if those guys all aren't able to go, and I know Harbaugh was a lot more optimistic on Washington and Jones as opposed to Metabike, John Jenkins was really good for them in week number three. You know, News Peoples are showing flashes, but it's just been a lot of disappointment on that defense because we looked at the roster, we saw how good that it was, how stacked that it was, and you know, they're last, they're bottom five in a lot of categories right now.
They're dead last, actually. Dead last in yards against. And that's my question. The injuries did not occur week one. I mean, granted, some people were out, but not like now. It's been horrific the first three games of the year. So, I mean, it's basically the same people, though. I mean, can you attribute this to anything in particular? Because this looks nothing like any Ravens defense I can remember in the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's rough, and especially when you look at what happened in the game on Monday. Like, Detroit just came in there, especially in that second half, and just out-physicaled them. You know, guys are getting moved off of their spots, and you just kind of felt Detroit kind of just take the life out of the stadium, and that's something that is, like, you don't really see that with the Ravens, and especially it wasn't the expectation to start the season. So attributing it, I'd definitely say I'm not one to necessarily blame everything on one person or one thing. I think it's a combination of everything. So, you know, you look at the execution and some of what's been going on the field with the players, and, you know, you look at the stats. I mean, you know, Zach Gore isn't going out there missing 20 tackles. I know that was a big stat that people were talking about, but at the same time, I mean, we see some of these play calls where it's like Mike Green dropping back into coverage on a big third down in a big spot, or David Ajabo dropping back, and you kind of look at the blitz rate for the Ravens right now. It's 30th in the league, and they're not getting pressure right now when they are not blitzing. I would hope that the Ravens get a little bit more aggressive when it comes to that, because you're right. Like, even with Nnamdi Madueke out there in the first 2 weeks of the season, the pass rush wasn't great in the first place. So, you know, you add in the fact that he's not going to play in this game, and obviously we're not really sure what his status is going to be moving forward. There's a lot that they have to do to improve, because even when you look at the conversion rates, I mean, red zone conversion rate, they're almost last in the league there. Third down conversion rate, almost last in the league there. There's so many different things. So I think, to me, just not getting too cute with things from a play calling perspective from Zach Orr, and obviously execution wise, you got to do your job out there consistently. And I think right now, guys aren't doing it enough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Kevin, as you look at the Chiefs, what concerns you about them? As you pointed out, their offense has been a little lackluster, not very explosive. It seems like they're getting a little healthier now, especially at the wide receiver spot. So maybe we see them a little bit more in the explosive part of it. But Kelce looks slower, a lot of older wide receivers. What scares you about Kansas City?
I just think it's their experience and the fact that they've been there and done that. We know that, again, for as bad as their offense has been, I mean, if you're not getting pressure on Patrick Mahomes, he's going to sit back in that pocket and just absolutely tear you apart. I know it's a big thing with the Chiefs right now. The run game, yeah, it has not been good. They're looking to figure that out. So I don't know. The offensive line right now I think is a big contention point in Kansas City at some positions there. Juwan Taylor hasn't been great for them, and obviously him and his penalties will probably pop up. It certainly has over the first 3 weeks. But you look at the conversion rates for them on defense, they're really good where the Ravens are not, you know. Third down conversion, red zone, I was talking about that earlier. The Ravens on defense, they're in the bottom of those categories. The Chiefs are towards the top in a lot of those. So a big thing for me is when you look at these offenses, and again, like Kansas City's been there, done that with the offense. Mahomes, Kelce, Worthy, you know, you mentioned the health. Worthy practiced fully, so he'll probably be out there. A way to stop an offense or at least prevent them from having the – just the almost way of getting out there and scoring points is just stopping them from getting the ball in their hands, you know, forcing them to go three and out, forcing a big turnover. So I think to me, the Chiefs being the team that they have been, this is not, you know, the Chiefs of 5 years ago with prime Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and all that. But, you know, with Mahomes and Kelce and Reed and even like Spagnuolo's had their number, you know, the Ravens 2021 was their big game with OA punching the ball out, but it's been a struggle for them to beat the Chiefs. So going to Arrowhead's a tough place to play. And, you know, I know no one really drew it up as both teams being 1-2 and the loser drops to 1-3, but you know, that's where we are right now.
Kevin Ostreicher joins us from Locked On Podcast. Kevin, before we let you go, you had former Raven offensive lineman Matt Skerr on the show recently. What is he saying about this Ravens offensive line after looking at tape?
Yeah, Matt was really insightful in a lot of things. And I think what his big message was is that a lot of it right now seems to him to be the continuity. And got obviously that group, for the most part, played together last season. Obviously, McCary's no longer there. But, you know, the four of Rosengarten, Falele, Linderbaum, and Stanley are out there. But he talked about the preseason a lot, which is pretty interesting because – he mentioned that, you know, Ronnie and Linderbaum, they did not play in the preseason. And so he mentioned from his experience, like, he personally needed the preseason to, like, get into game shape, even go through, like, the routine of getting to the stadium, going through, like, a typical game day. And so it's different from when, you know, he was starting out in the league with the four preseason games. Now it's three preseason games. So he just kind of talked about how he thinks that there is a light at the end of the tunnel for that group. He thinks that it's just a matter of them getting into a groove, and essentially they are using, you know, because they didn't play in the preseason, some of these veteran guys and being on the field together, using some of this time now to kind of get acclimated with one another. Because it is a new season, you're kind of working through a couple of new things and starting off with some tough players on that D-line, like Myles Garrett and Ed Oliver. And obviously, you got Chris Jones coming this week, so it's not going to get any easier, but I was intrigued to kind of hear Matt's perspective on that because I know the preseason has been a big topic of conversation when it comes to the Ravens. Should they play guys? Should they not? So I don't know what their plan is going to be on that moving forward, but he does think that it's fixable, but they just need to get continuity for this season and hopefully that will help fix things.
Kevin, tell us all about Locked On Podcast.
Yeah, Locked On Ravens, we got it 5 days a week plus more. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. So on YouTube, it's in video form. You can like and subscribe over there. Anywhere you get your podcast in audio form, we're over there as well. So obviously just diving into how the Ravens can right the ship here, get back on track against the Chiefs, because they definitely need it.
Thanks a lot, my friend.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah, thanks so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.